It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us, once again, we have a nameless ghoul from Ghost. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for being on the show once again.
I'm very glad to jab us again.
Ghost, of course, releasing a covers EP called If You Have Ghosts. It's coming out November 19th. It was recorded and produced by Dave Grohl. Who initiated working together, Ghost or Dave himself?
I think it was we bumped into him when we were doing festivals, and we just started talking about, I don't remember exactly what it was now, but we just got into the idea of, and the setup of possibly working together at some point. And this was the late summer, last summer, and you know, Foo Fighters was just about to go on a little bit of a break, and he just happened to have some time over. So it was very quickly sort of decided that, well, we should do it very, very soon and very quick, and just in order to make it happen. Because if you do something, place it too far ahead, it might collide with something else. So it was a very, very playful project, very fun and inspiring.
Full Metal Jackie and Nameless Ghoul from Ghost with us on the show. Their covers EP will be out on Tuesday. Here's one of the songs from it, a Rocky Erickson cover. This is If You Have Ghosts.
If you have ghosts, you have
baby. That was new music from Deicide, another tune off their upcoming album In the Minds of Evil, which comes out November 25th. Full Metal Jackie, a nameless ghoul from Ghost with us on the show, and a pretty interesting choice of artists to cover on this covers EP. ABBA, Depeche Mode, Army of Lovers. What about a song sparks your interest? Like, I'll bet we can do something interesting with this.
First and foremost, obviously, it has to be a good song. It helps if it's not, let's see, I mean, the criteria is basically, there has to be something in the song that is an ingredient that you can change, you can alter it. You have to hear like an alternative version of the song. And secondly, lyrically, it needs to be sort of fitting with Papa, because obviously there are a whole big selection of songs if you just want to find obscure songs, but it has to sort of fit into the concept in some way. And thirdly, it helps if it's not, obviously Here Comes the Sun is a very, very well-known song, but considering how extremely huge ABBA is, you know, I'm a Marionette is probably one of the songs that most people don't even know. So it's always funnier to bring out a song that is not completely synonymous with the artist, as well as I think that, you know, Waiting for the Night is not probably the most Depeche Mode song.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. Up next, though, the winner of the latest Metal Thunderdome, as chosen by the listeners at FullMetalJackieRadio.com. Fate's Warning coming up, and more with a nameless ghoul from Ghost. That was DRI and Acid Rain. Sepultura before that with new music. The song was called Trauma of War. Full Metal Jackie, we've got a nameless ghoul from Ghost on the show. The new Ghost EP, it's a covers EP. If You Have Ghosts, it comes out on November 19th. And the band has neither confirmed nor denied the speculation that Grohl has performed, masked, of course, on stage with Ghost. How much fun is it to pull off something like that if you actually have, like, right before everyone's eyes?
How fun on a scale between 3 and 27? That is obviously one of the things that's a little tickling sometimes with being a band that is actually masked, and you can do a lot of fun stuff with it.
It is Full Metal Jackie with a nameless ghoul from Ghost with us. He'll pick a tune or two this hour, so stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Voivod and Killing Technology, a nameless ghoul from Ghost's choice. He's our guest on the show. Who else is on your wish list of people you'd like to collaborate with, and what puts someone on the Ghost radar that you would want to work together with?
That's a good question. I mean, there's always, like, from an aesthetic point of view, where there are so many different sort of collaborations that you can partake in. Either it's like a writing thing, or it's purely an artist lending its talents to whatever you want to do, or it's a producer or a mixer, or there are so many things there's so many people that are very, very skilled at what they do. But, you know, the one thing that we've learned is that, you know, sometimes certain producers, certain people work very, very well together with certain bands, vice versa. Whereas bringing someone on that is a name is not always a guarantee for success. So even though from a personal standpoint, you have a lot of people that you would like to explore working with, I'm not entirely sure that there are so many that we believe could do miracles with us, because it's a special, you know, as much as we try to find cool and funny songs to cover that will fit with Papa, this is the same thing, that if you want to bring someone on to our concept and do like a feature thing, which is definitely not out of the question, it really needs to be someone that fits in one way or another. And yeah, of course we have ideas, but they're probably more, we try not to make the, you know, the very predictable of, you know, having some big lead singer from an old heavy metal band. That would not be very fun. I don't know, but we'll see in the future. We have some ideas. Let's see if it works out.
Well, it seems like you guys can pretty much have a wish list of anybody you'd want, and it seems like there's, you know, a big buzz on the band. I bet you guys could have your pick.
I don't know, actually. I mean, I know that there have been a lot of bands that have asked for Papa to be on their records. So I guess that there is a will every now and then from other bands to collaborate, but you never know until you've actually tried it.
Full Metal Jacket with a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost with us. Quick break, some Saxon when we return. Trivium and Strife off their latest record, Vengeance Falls. They're going to be touring in the U.S. through the end of the year. Full Metal Jacket and Nameless Ghoul from Ghost with us on the show. Again, the Ghost covers EP is coming out November 19th. It's called If You Have Ghost. It was recorded and produced by Dave Grohl. And I know you guys just finished up a tour with Avenged Sevenfold. What's your plan for the rest of the year?
Well, it's touring. A lot of touring.
Non-stop touring.
Next year is not going to be better.
Well, do you enjoy it, though? I got to imagine that you guys enjoy touring.
Yeah, we love it. Yeah, I mean, if you don't like this, it's unbearable. So we love touring. It's fun, especially here in the U.S. It's always very, very fun.
Awesome. Well,
very, very fun.
Thank you again for being on the show, and good luck with this new covers EP and with your nonstop touring. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jackie.